This is the Master Miranda Show, and I'm your host, Louis Miranda. Welcome to the show. Today, we have Lindsay back on the show.
Hi.
Thanks for being on the show today. Last time you were on, we had a lot of fun.
Yep. Good old debates about what's Christmas movies or not, right?
Yeah. And so, you know, and again, more fun for me than just sitting in here talking to myself.
I mean, we're going to talk anyway, so why not record it?
True. Right? We've talked a lot today, so
yeah.
This time we're just going to record it.
Yeah.
So, thank you guys for listening. Again, Lindsay's on the show. If you haven't listened to the show before, again, I'm Louis Miranda. Lindsay is my wife. And so it's, again, I think it's nice for people to kind of hear or listen. I was going to say see, but they can't really see to the dynamic that we have. And so today I think will be fun because it's something that I kind of, I've seen this before online, and I know people do this, and a lot of people just do this randomly when they talk with their friends or whatever. And, you know, a lot of people always ask those questions, what if? And so I did a show before with my son, Cohen. And so this time I thought it'd be fun to do it with my wife.
We'll see if it's fun.
Yeah, hopefully that sentence doesn't sound funny. But, so today's question that we're going to talk about here in a second is, what if our lives were like a movie? So again, today's question is, what if our lives were like a movie?
Okay.
Right. So, I mean, what do you think?
Well, I guess it depends on if you're thinking, like, is it a, you know, a current movie? Like, if your life was just, like, put into an already movie, or like your life was made into a movie. What do you think? What are you asking?
No, like our lives right now, this is a movie.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't know who's watching or why.
I feel like it would be one of those movies that people would watch and they'd leave and they'd be like, what did I just watch? I don't even know what the moral of that story was. I mean, what even happened?
I mean, at the same time, who's to say that we're even the main character?
This is true. I definitely would not be the main character.
We could be in a movie, but no one... Are we the main character?
Yeah, probably not.
Just like all of our lives together is a movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've thought about this on a, I think about it as just like a fun topic, and I've also thought about this as a higher spiritual, I guess, level. Like, I'm gonna die, and when I die, I can see my life as a movie. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I can sit there.
I mean, I'm not gonna go into that today because I think that's something for another time, but I mean, I would think it'd be cool if, I'd still think it's cool if my life was like a movie and you could go back and you could just watch it.
And do you think that those situations that you were in, like, would you see them differently from the outside, like, than, you know, when you were actually living it?
Right.
Would you be like, oh, right, man, what the heck was I thinking? Like, why did I do that? Or why did I say that?
Yeah. Or other people are doing the same thing. They're watching this movie right now and wondering, why is he doing that? Why is she doing that?
Like, you can see, like, the whole picture. You know, obviously the scary movie. You're like, yeah, don't go upstairs. You know?
You
be yelling at yourself, like, hey, don't do that.
Or when you have to make a decision, you know, in like a romantic comedy, and they're like, I don't want to be with that person. You know, like, would we look at our teenage years
Oh gosh.
And you know those moments where you're like, oh, you know, I like her, but she doesn't like me. All those weird, like you watch
Yes.
those teen movies,
Well, I mean, you
and
would even laugh at our own situation of when we were in high
oh yeah,
school and us, you know.
of course, yeah, and that's what I'm talking about. When you go
But
back and you,
you know,
like, if we could watch that back.
us breaking up with each other at different times, you know,
Yeah.
yeah. It
Like,
happens.
no, why? Yeah.
Why would you do that,
And
right?
that happens, you know, you watch on TV in movies,
Yeah.
especially on TV over seasons, people get together, they break up, they get together, they break up. You know, Friends, our favorite
Oh
show,
yeah,
Friends,
Friends,
you know, the whole
right.
Ross and Rachel thing.
Oh
So,
gosh. Yeah.
you know, we weren't on a break though,
No,
so.
definitely not. Nothing like that. But
If you don't get that reference, watch Friends.
yeah. But yeah. I think it would be kind of hard to watch. I think it would be frustrating sometimes when you watch those movies where you know, like, why do they do that? But still fun at the same time.
Yeah, and so I think, I mean, overall, what if our life was like a movie? I think I would enjoy it if at some point I realized my life was a movie because I could go back and watch it. And then I wouldn't worry about having to record those like specific moments
It would be
in
cool.
life because I know that I could already go back and watch them.
Yes. Well, yeah, and then you could really just be in the moment and know that you can just enjoy it because you wouldn't have to worry about, let me get my camera. I've got to record this because I don't want to forget it.
Right.
And, you know, because you would just enjoy it and know that you could go back and watch it.
Exactly. You know, like, and so funny story. So, like, the first time we gave our first child a bath,
Oh gosh.
because, so, background story, I wanted to record
Everything.
all of those moments. I was that dad,
Everything.
everything. I wanted to record everything because I wanted to be able to go back and be like, look and watch all of these, like, what's the sentimental things. And so I was a young dad and I am recording everything. And so we give Cohen, our firstborn, Lindsay is giving him a bath and I'm recording it. But again, we are brand new parents. We've never given a baby a bath before.
And this is a baby that did not like the bath and he was crying. And I don't know what the heck I was doing.
Right. And so you can kind of see where I'm going with this because so now she's kind of struggling to give him a bath because, again, we're brand new. She doesn't know what she's doing. I'm just trying to soak in the moment and hopefully remember it for later.
And
And while
then,
she's struggling, she's looking at me
like, and I think I did yell at you. I'm
yeah,
like,
yelling at me to
put the
help me do this. And I'm like, oh crap, yeah, like I
I
should
should probably
probably
do
help you
that.
not record this. But in brand new parents, I
It's
didn't know
fine.
any
I mean,
better.
at first it was fine. Obviously, like, yeah, I would record it, but like when the situation changed and he was crying and it just wasn't working. And then I thought, okay, read the room.
Yeah.
Just read the room. Stop. Stop recording and help me.
Yeah, and I wasn't really reading the room.
Just you're just recording.
I was trying to be in the moment, but I wasn't really in there. And so
Yes.
that's why I think if we knew someone was already recording.
Oh man, could you imagine all the like recitals and things like we go to for our kids at the school, and we wouldn't have to worry about sitting behind somebody with a giant iPad recording and
Yeah,
get in
see,
the way.
like,
Like,
you,
it wouldn't matter.
yeah,
Like,
those
you wouldn't have that
things would
happen
be better.
because, you know, everyone would just sit there and watch their kid and smile and,
Yeah.
you know, you wouldn't have to worry about that.
Because it would it all be there. You know? The other thing I've thought about is so, you know, when you watch movies and they do like a flashback or they're like, I recorded this movie for you or this I made you this tape, and they show clips of like the couple together, or the kid learning how to like ride a bike the first time and stuff like that.
Like, who is recording?
It's like who's recording that? Because what you're playing
Is what we're
is a scene
watching.
from the movie that we are watching. Like, you didn't have a video camera.
Yeah.
And so, like, if our life was a movie and we watched it back, would it be like that? Or, and this to me was be kind of my favorite, is it being filmed in my point of view? Like, my eyes are the camera.
That would be interesting. I mean, then you wouldn't, but then you wouldn't get the opportunity to, see how you were,
See, but if
But
our
maybe kind of, I don't know.
but if our eyes were the camera, that is how they're getting all the different angle shots. Because
Everybody's camera is
I'm looking
true.
at
Yeah, you would
you
have my cameras and
and
you would
you're
have.
looking at me, and there's this super awesome editor somewhere that is cutting and splicing and putting all of these clips from our point of view together. So like in the movies when they watch that video and the dad is helping his son ride his bike for the first time, even though there's no possible way that anyone could have gotten that clip, they actually did get it because it was like you watching them. Does that make sense?
Kind of. But I feel like somebody wouldn't be looking the entire time or something.
I don't know, maybe there's a creepy homeless guy or something watching you teach your child how to, or like a kid at the park or whatever watching you because they're like, oh, riding a bike, that looks fun. But they're not gonna, they don't have a bike, so they're just watching a kid and his dad or mom or
That could
whoever's teaching
happen.
him. I don't know. That's just my, again, how would you get those moments recorded? Something to think
Something
about.
about, I guess, What if it recorded your dreams?
My dreams are boring. Your dreams are the exciting ones.
Yeah, my
Like,
dreams
I
would
would
be like
watch your
some
dreams.
weird movies. They would make really weird movies.
Yeah, but people will probably watch those. No one's gonna watch mine. Mine are like, I'm late for work.
I might
Like, this is
have
lame.
dinosaurs chasing
Yeah.
us and things like that. Who knows? I need a dream interpreter.
Yeah, like dinosaurs, but there's zombies and
Yeah.
all kinds of crazy stuff going on. See, again, I'd pay to watch that.
I guess it's not technically my life. It's
Yeah.
my subconscious or something, maybe. I don't know. Who knows?
Maybe they made a dream episode.
Is it like on Inside Out where they're like, oh, we gotta get the dream. Put
Yeah.
the
They're like, what is he thinking at this
dream
moment? And it's,
The dream.
yeah, it's the dream,
Ooh.
right?
Yeah.
I don't know. So then, what if you could choose the type of movie that you're in? So,
Obviously, it's not gonna be a horror movie because who want, I don't wouldn't want to live in a horror movie. That would not be fun.
right, yeah, like would you want to live in your favorite genre of movie? Or would you opt for something different?
Like I love, comedies for sure. Like I think that's probably my favorite movie
Same.
genre. But would I want to live in a comedy all the time? I
Yeah.
mean, every now and then you need those serious moments or like to connect emotionally and
Comedies have those, though.
true, I guess there's some that do, but
Unless you're like an 80s slapstick comedy movie, but
yeah, certain
most,
ones do, I guess.
I guess, modern day comedies would be. They is movies still have an arc. There's gonna be a
Where's the
moment
arc?
of, where the main character learns a lesson or something.
I
So
guess.
there's gonna be a serious point in this movie.
Yeah, so it, yeah, it would, It would have to be one of those. It couldn't be just like a pure, dumb, stupid comedy, like stupid funny, like Dumb and Dumber, or like I don't know.
I would say that it still has its serious one.
That one does. Like I don't know. Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen it, but.
They still save. Because then I can't remember. Oh, man.
Yeah,
Now.
maybe I shouldn't have mentioned Dumb and Dumber because I don't remember enough about it, but it was just the first one that came to my mind.
Because, I mean, well, one, they got to get the briefcase back. But the briefcase. Because I can't remember. The lady knows a guy, and then. I don't know. Because there's
Oh,
bad
yeah, I
stuff
guess.
inside the suitcase or whatever.
Something, yeah, whatever.
And they end up saving the day. Even though they're too stupid to know that they've actually like done something.
He just wanted to get it back because he liked the girl, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Like they do it without actually thinking about it. I don't know. Don't judge us on our it's been a while, so don't
Yeah.
judge us on
Who has time to watch movies? We have six kids.
we watched a movie tonight.
With the kids, we
With yeah, it's
watched.
true, with the
It's a
kids.
little different. But.
Because I
Yeah.
think I like comedies. I would live like I like I like Adam Sandler comedies. So I love Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison, Waterboy, all those movies. Like I think I could live inside of the Adam Sandler, so like the whole
All around there.
realm. Yeah. Because they do have cameos in all the movies and stuff. So I feel like nobody's really touched that, or maybe they have. I just haven't looked into it, but I feel like there's a whole world that he's created, and all his movies kind of
Like
are
a Marvel universe,
interconnected.
but it's a Adam Sandler universe. No.
Not like Marvel, more like a Disney
Disney.
Pixar.
Like that kind of thing.
Yeah, like every movie is related. You just don't know how. And so I could live in
Or like
that.
when you watch the Disney shows, like they all like every now and then they'll have the crossovers or like certain
Yeah.
characters come on to,
Yeah, so they that's
other
why I'm saying
ones.
there's like a whole he's created a whole world that all these characters kind of live in.
I mean, they're the same actors, but then they're not the same characters, though.
Yeah. But we're not basing it off of actors, we're basing it off of characters because the characters are the people.
I guess.
They're their own people.
Okay. I don't know. He doesn't have the same characters in the same movies, though.
Yeah, he does.
Really?
Yeah.
What same characters?
So, like, the You Can Do It guys showed up in multiple
Oh,
movies.
true. Yeah.
You know,
Is he the
like
only one?
they're no, and it's mostly the like the extras, like his friends and stuff like that. They've shown up in other movies, but obviously, like himself, the main character in the Adam Sandler movies, like the main characters, any of them haven't really shown up in the other ones, but it's all of the extras that you see in the other movies.
Okay, yeah,
And
it's
so
been
that's
a
why
while.
in my theory is that they all still exist
They're just
together,
connected.
but you just don't see them. But again, if you lived in this movie
That
world,
world, yeah.
you would if you traveled, right? Like if you traveled to Hawaii, you'd see his character in 50 First Dates. If you went to what, New York, you would see him in Big Daddy. Or when he's Little Nicky.
That's my favorite Little Nicky.
Like,
Forgot about that one.
although Little Nicky, lives in hell, so you probably
I
wouldn't see him then.
hopefully you won't see him.
Right? If you went down south or wherever, you would see Bobby Boucher. But you don't see those characters in the other movies. You see all the extras and stuff like that. Because it's his real life friends, play those characters. And so he gives them parts in all of his movies. That's why I think I could live in that world, because I would just be like that extra character that lives like
just
through
there.
The movies.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
Right.
Yeah. I don't even know. I think I was so into like your description of that, I can't even think of what I was gonna say. I don't even know.
I mean, other
but,
than that,
yeah.
I would probably live in like a sci-fi movie.
Ooh, maybe. I don't know. Depends. What kind of sci-fi? Like, I think sometimes
a space. I'd probably live in a space movie.
Mm.
And I'd live in space, or on another planet, or something. But at the same time, we live here, so if my life was a movie, I'd be a space movie, but this would be space?
I don't know. I see myself just living in, like, a Disney movie. Like, it's always happy. Always cheery all the time. Unless there's, like, a somewhat sad, but it always ends up being good. Like...
And it's like a musical.
Oh yeah,
so at
sure.
random times, you know, all of a sudden High School Musical, people just break out
that
into song.
That would be awesome. Isn't that everyone's dream? That's not everyone's dream, to have people break out in song. No.
Well, I mean, I guess it kind of happens, you know, when you have the what are those things called when people just start randomly dancing?
Like a flash mob.
Yeah, like a flash mob. So it happens.
Right, and so multiple people obviously want that kind of thing to happen. That's why the trend started, right? Because it's cool.
I guess.
You know, it's kind of fun, you know, have that kind of thing just happen in your everyday life.
Which, now that you mentioned that, part of the reason why I wanted to do this question and this show is because of the...
The preview that we just saw.
Yeah, the preview. So, what's her real name?
Oh, that was Rebel Wilson.
Rebel Wilson, right? Fat Amy from Pitch Perfect.
Yeah.
You know, again, not sponsored, but we saw...
Yeah, we went to the movies. We actually had time.
We actually had time. That's what I'm saying. We watched movies.
Yeah, that's true. Okay,
but it was over winter break.
Yeah.
So I did have more time. But we went and saw the preview for her new movie, and I thought it was funny because it's like...
Enchanted.
You know, like Enchanted, where they're living inside of this... Inside of a Disney movie. But this one, she lives inside of a...
A rom-com or whatever, right?
A PG-13 romantic comedy.
Yeah.
Because she hits her head. And so that's what made me think of this. Because what if we lived in it? What would it be like?
Right. Could you imagine waking up and, you were living inside of, you know, Billy Madison or something. Yeah, like all of a sudden you're like, oh, okay.
Would I have nicer things? Because everybody in movies have... Nice things.
Right.
You know, like,
yeah.
Would I have a different job? I don't know.
Yeah. Would you talk on the phone with people and not say goodbye?
Oh, yeah. That happens in everything.
Would you set up dates without actually, like, setting up the time or...
Or asking where you live.
Where you lived.
So you could pick them up.
You just know. All
yeah,
of a sudden.
You
just
know. Yeah. Date night. You just start driving.
All right.
Yeah, you start driving, and all of a sudden you just pull up to a house, and like, it's the right house.
Oh, and then nobody closes doors. You just walk in the house.
No one locks doors. They close doors. They don't
lock
doors.
Sometimes they just walk in the house and like.
Or what? I get. Yeah.
The door just happens to close, but.
But we used to live in a time when that was possible. It's not possible now. For the most part, you have to lock your doors if you're not home.
Yeah.
But if you're home, you can leave them unlocked. I mean, when I was growing up, that's how my house was.
Oh, we always had it locked, even if we were home. Like.
No, there were times when we would just leave it unlocked. So the kid, like, because my parents were inside and kids were playing. Mm. So we would just go in and out instead of having to knock on the door
every time we wanted something. Gotcha.
Or we leave the garage open or something like that. But. Obviously, when we're gone, we would lock all the doors.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there was a time. I think nowadays most people
lock
their doors.
Yeah, we just lock it all the time, yeah.
I mean, obviously, you know, security is an issue because now everyone pretty much has those cameras all over their house.
That was like when we tried to, you know, we tried to drop off cookies at somebody's house and be sneaky and, like, just do it anonymously.
Yeah.
And, like... and the camera. Yeah. They're like, oh, we knew you dropped our cookies.
Yeah, so now you have to actually look like a burglar.
So that you can just chop off a tree.
To ding-dong ditch someone some treats.
Secret Santa people,
yeah,
and all that
Secret
stuff.
Secret Santa people and things like
that. We have to figure out who doesn't have cameras.
Yeah.
But yeah, everybody has. Yeah. And they're so easy to get. I know my sister just bought one off of Amazon or something. They were inexpensive.
Well, you can get a whole set.
And it connects to your phone. It'll like, I think it like notifies her when there's movement. And
anytime there's movement. The lights, like you can get lights that come on. All that kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Like the story I saw about the guy who, he licked someone's doorbell.
What?
Or whatever. Or doorknob. For like an hour or something like that.
That's
and they've got it all on.
Do they think that he... I don't know. Like, that's interesting.
I'm assuming the guy was drunk or high. Okay. I'm assuming he was intoxicated.
Oh.
I didn't read the thing.
I didn't know how old he was or anything.
He was an older guy.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm assuming he's intoxicated, but...
Oh, gotcha.
But they've got it on video. And like in the past... That wouldn't have happened, but now everybody has those. See, so again, we are being watched. Somebody is recording everything that we do, and they're splicing it together and making a movie of our lives.
Sounds like a conspiracy. Are you a conspiracy theorist?
No. Well, I mean, people cover up their laptop cameras and stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's happened before.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're not even looking through our own eyes. We're looking through all the cameras that are around us everywhere, and it's recording our every move.
Just like the front-facing camera on your phone?
Yeah. So while we record this, somebody is watching us record it.
Yeah.
At Apple somewhere.
Maybe.
And that's how they know that the thing that I'm thinking about needs to be shown on my Facebook.
Right, no joke. Seriously. Sony ads. Well, maybe some of the ads of what we're talking about tonight are going to end up on there.
Yeah, I'm going to pull up my Instagram. I'm going to see a sponsored post about
the new movie.
The new movie, Happy Gilmore, you know, by the Adam Sandler collection or something like that. Or what else did we talk about? Enchanted. Man, we said it multiple times.
I don't know. We've gone through a lot of different things. I don't even know what our original topic was.
What if our lives were like a movie?
Oh, yeah.
We've literally been talking about that.
Shush. It's late. I forget things.
But, I mean, what else? I think sci-fi would be fun. Comedies would be fun.
I think the thing that I like about watching comedies is because it is not like my life. I mean, we do have fun. Don't get me wrong. Like, we have fun and we laugh and things like that. Like, but I think that's why I like watching them, because it kind of takes you away from reality, you know? And that's why I don't like watching reality TV shows, because I think this is boring. I don't know. I don't want to watch somebody else's life. Like,
it's not even somebody's life. It's still scripted.
It's still fake.
It's not even
real. It's still fake. But at the same time, I don't want to watch something that is like that, I guess. I don't know. I think I like more. Yeah, just something
like I'd rather watch a documentary about someone's life, because it's still
more real
to me.
Or something on the History Channel or whatever. Something. Maybe.
Right. But those aren't movies.
No, not movies. Obviously, yes.
Yeah. That's why I would live in a comedy. I would live in a sci-fi movie. Horror's definitely out. You know, they've got like... I think I could live in Napoleon Dynamite. That would be sweet.
It's always like, it wouldn't be funny to you in that movie, though. Because people in that movie don't realize that it's funny to watch. Like, you know, they're not trying to be funny.
Yeah, but I still think it would be sweet. Like, the characters, to me, I want to be around.
I guess.
I could hang out with Uncle Rico and we could throw footballs over mountains. I could hang out with Deb and we could take sweet pictures. Right? Napoleon, we could practice our nunchuck skills.
Go off some sweet jumps.
Go off some sweet jumps. Right? Hang out with Pedro and, shave our head because it's hot. Because it's hot. Or bake a cake or something.
The thing I would do with him.
That's what, yeah.
Oh, but
We could sell Tupperware.
try to
That's
break it.
unbreakable. We could learn karate.
Oh gosh, that's a good Halloween costume. I think we should do that. Be,
Have people been that already?
oh, they have.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so behind the times.
That movie's so old.
Well,
Everybody.
yeah, I guess they've done it by now.
I mean, you can get those costumes
Well,
every
not
year.
like Napoleon, but the Chuck one, not
Yeah, you can get those
the.
pants online, like right now, probably. Amazon.
Oh yeah, the.
I'm sure everybody's been
What is?
all of those characters before.
Yeah. Probably. I guess so. Never mind. Scratch that.
You'd have to find another indie movie that most people don't know of. But again, like Napoleon, to me, if you don't know Napoleon Dynamite, I don't know where you've been living. Because even people under rocks know what it
Yeah.
is.
Who do you know that lives under a rock?
Patrick Starr.
Gosh. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. When you revert to SpongeBob, I think it's time to end
And he lives under the sea.
the
And he's seen it.
Has he, though?
I would like to think so. SpongeBob's been around for a long time. So they've had to have seen it. There aren't a whole lot of people left that have not seen Napoleon Dynamite. If you haven't seen Napoleon Dynamite,
There's
message
people that don't
us.
like it, though.
Yeah, but that means they've seen it to
Yeah,
know that they don't like it.
I guess.
Like that's what I'm saying. Like a lot of people have seen Napoleon Dynamite, or at least heard of it, because it got huge for a minute.
I remember when you took it. We went to the movie theater and saw it, and I had no idea what we were watching. And I just remember watching it and being like, "What the heck did you just bring me to? What is this movie that you chose?
I thought it was flipping sweet.
I am picking the next movie." But I mean, obviously, it just got more funny. Like as you quoted the movie and you talked about it, like it became more funny. But actually, watching it for the first time was,
You thought it was weird.
I thought
I
it
thought it
was.
was awesome.
I was like, "What are we
I was
watching?"
laughing.
I had no idea what we were watching.
You were wondering what we were watching, and I was like, this is greatness before my eyes.
I didn't know, but it got funnier as we talked about it and quoted it and things like that, which we're still continuing to quote,
Yeah,
almost
all
15
these
years
years
later,
later.
16 years later, whatever.
'Cause it's so good. Right? You can't put on chapstick without thinking, my lips hurt. Then when you can't find chapsticks, like no one can bring it to you 'cause they're chatting with
Grandma,
chicks
bring
on
it to
the
me.
internet.
It's hurt
Then when you drink, Gatorade, like if you're really sweaty, then you have to drink it a certain way and stuff. The movie's great. I could totally live in that movie. One of my favorites as well. See, it would be great. It'd be awesome.
I guess so.
And then we could go play tetherball after school, after work.
Oh gosh, could you imagine? Would you play with Napoleon? Would you beat him?
I could totally beat him. He wears moon boots.
Everybody.
All right, so that's our episode. I think we've gone as far as we can go with this topic.
Don't know.
You know, I didn't, again, I wasn't sure how long, I didn't think we'd be able to talk this long. There's other questions that we're going to ask, but again, we'll save those for another time. Last time we talked, I think it was like three different topics and ended up meshing them all together. This time we just had the one.
We could talk for a long time. I know, the other night we were just talking and we were up till what, like 1:30 or
Yeah.
2 in the
Just
morning,
talking, talking,
just
talking.
talking.
That's why it's like, we might as well record us
That's
talking.
part of it or whatever.
Yeah.
You know.
So, but thank you for being on the show again.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Right. Again, it's nice. I like recording each week, but it does get a little weird or boring for me to record by myself every week. So
Well, I know.
it's better
Yeah.
to have the banter.
I don't know what it is like for, listeners, but whatever. It's all
I,
good.
you know,
They like you, probably. Not so much me.
it seems to they the episodes seem to do well when I look online, so looks
Ah,
good,
well then.
you know. So, but again, thank you for being on the show. I
You're welcome.
appreciate it.
Yes.
I don't know. There's no announcements or anything. I'm not quite sure, but thank you for listening. Right, again, every Monday. If you have thoughts, opinions, if you have a what if question of your own that you'd like us to talk about, right, hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, email us.
Snail mail? No, just kidding.
There's no snail mail.
Who does that? Just kidding.
Well, not to my house, so
Oh, yeah.
but find us on the internet. Send us your thoughts, your what if questions, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.